Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Love Memphis Group at the real estate agency. They want to help you sell your house. Look, it may not be time for everybody, but it may be time for you. And the market is volatile. It is changing. We know that. How does that impact you? Does it impact you? That's where the Live Love Memphis team comes in. They sell your home. They list your home. They price it better than anybody. They know the market. Ain't no hill for a climber with the Live Love Memphis group. So, if you like making money, want to get the most for your home, reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
She's the best. 901-625-5200 is how you reach out. It's how you get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen. Thank goodness we called her 4 years ago. Got us out of a bad situation, put us in a much better one. And my wife is still so thankful that we made that call to Jennifer Carstensen. You could be next. As John said, market's changing. But you are in good hands with Jennifer Carstensen because she's done it in every market. She'll get you more than you think possible for that home. And like you said, like she did for us, put you in that dream home as well. Call her, 901-625-5200, or you can email her at sold@livelovememphis.com. Again, that's sold@livelovememphis.com. It is the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
Take a look at the sleeve, brother. Take a gander, would you?
Man, Raiders get one win.
You're two.
Super happy.
Three. Super Bowl championship patches. I look forward to adding numero Quattro.
Oh, this is the rundown.
Oh,
what are you dreaming?
I thought this was the part of the show where we start having real discussions about
the cap session.
No, this is real. I look forward to it. Will you do me the honors of sewing the fourth patch on?
No. Well, there are people out there that can do that for you.
No, I'm saying you, though.
2040.
I'm saying this will be a collector's item.
I'll be gone. You won't see 20, me. Yeah.
You're okay, not going
to
we'll be.
I'll be long since retired by the time y'all win another one.
Oh, really?
I won't be around to put your patch on.
Well, it's a personal
maybe
thing.
Maybe Brad will still be here.
It's not a professional.
Hell to the no.
It's not a professional thing.
Won't you?
That brother's gone.
It's a 2040. What's that?
You're going to be in here alone.
18 years?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be here in 18 years?
No. You will not see me here in 18 years.
What about you?
I just told you. I'm out of here.
Calkins still going to be working?
I don't know about Calkins. All I know is I won't be here.
I swear, Calkins will be doing radio daily for the next 18 years. I believe it. I believe
that
it.
Would put him well into his upper 70s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He might still be doing it.
I really think there's a... I would... If it, like, plus
he
350.
Could. He could do it.
Plus 350, I think I would probably bet that 100%. We have some Memphis football news as well. Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so... In terms of this season, we'll get to the news on Memphis football for next season is that they did indeed move the Missouri game.
Yep.
It is going to be played in St. Louis.
The Dome at America Center.
The Dome at America Center. Brad, is that a road trip that you're interested in?
Yes.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to go see that.
I mean, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, not too far, right? It's an SEC team. People want excuses to, you know, go to different cities, right? I mean, they just do. So this is a good, you know, opportunity for Memphis fans. It's drivable for sure if you want to go. It's a new town. I always like going to new towns when I get a chance.
Well, hopefully you make a nice little decent amount of money in whatever you settle
right
there.
Yeah.
Right. But so Missouri was obviously threatening to pull out of this game, buy out the contract. Mm-hmm. You know, that you're talking less than $1 million there. So hopefully you get a nice little deal here.
You probably get an advance there, right? 250 to move the game, and then you still get a payout after the game, correct?
That's my assumption, yeah. Something like this. I'm sure Veach would tell you the same. If you
yeah, I mean, I think that's the motivation here. Otherwise, Memphis would say, no, the game is going to be played in Memphis no matter what. It is a contract, and you signed it, right?
And they could buy that. I think it was 250.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing to them.
Well, we're going to have to up the buyouts in these situations then.
But you'll get, I mean, won't you get in terms of atmosphere?
Yeah.
I know it's not here. It's not at Simmons Bank, but you'll get an atmosphere there where you got all the Missouri fans there. You can make the trip and have a nice little
I mean, it's, you know,
hopefully win over an SEC program.
It's like the Cotton Bowl, right? People got a chance to go to Arlington and see Jerry World, right? I mean, people wanted to do that. They were all about it. And this is not the Cotton Bowl, but this is still, you know, an SEC opponent. And depending on how Memphis is looking, I think their people will make that trip. Boise State and Missouri, that's a pretty damn good non-conference schedule as far as those things go.
And Boise State's here, right? You got that in
front
of you.
Boise State is here. It starts here, yeah. So that I feel like for Memphis, like that's, it's a hell of an upgrade over, you know, for example, this year's non-conference schedule, right? I mean, yeah, you have Mississippi State, but that was always going to be an ass kicking, you know, at their place, you know, North Texas, Arkansas State, ugh, gross, disgusting, 6 feet apart. I need to stand 6 feet apart from this year's non-conference schedule, bro. That joint is airborne in terms of the illness, airborne illness. Don't want any parts of this one. So it is a vast upgrade over this non-conference. So I think that is a win, and they pick up some money along the way, right?
Yeah.
That is a win. Speaking of wins, Memphis got the win over Temple this weekend. Covered. They won. They covered. I don't know what you guys are complaining about. What is there to be possibly upset with?
Feel like half of Memphis had Temple in the points.
Well, I think they heard the diatribe from Jeffrey Wright, right?
What was his diatribe?
He was saying that Ryan Silverfield cannot cover.
Well, yeah, but it was just a record.
Jeffrey said Ryan Silverfield could not cover an infant with a blanket, I believe, were his exact words on Friday.
No, I think he said his record, which was like 9-17.
No, and look, covering.
That's 10-17.
Covering doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, right? I mean, it's football. You're just trying to win the games. You're not trying to cover. But he did cover this weekend against Temple, despite being down 3-0 at the half. It is one of the great backdoor covers of our time. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, when is Vegas going to stop giving Memphis that much benefit of the doubt, right? Like, they do not deserve to be laying three touchdowns against anybody at this point, right? They just don't. I mean, that doesn't mean they're not a good team or can't be a good team. But my point was, watching that football game, especially in the first half, these guys do not deserve that kind of a number, right? And then what do? They lock down in the second. More defensive touchdowns, man.
Straight.
Or defensive plays, I should say, right? Because that's what got them. That's what jump started them against North Texas. He was making plays on the defensive end, two pick sixes in that case, and then a touchdown that was set up by a fumble recovery, interception there late. Which did indeed matter to anybody that had Temple. What was the number? 19.5?
18 and somewhere in there.
Yeah, 18.5, 19.5. Well, I think it had come down, right? It had come down because of that. Everybody's kind of getting the same vibes. You know what I'm saying? So I think if for anybody out there that bet against Memphis, I think that is a lesson to you. You don't fade the home team, bro. Right? You don't fade the home team.
I'm just going to stay away. I can't figure them out.
Yeah, we came up with a term for Memphis football as it relates to the spread. They are a quagmire.
An enigma.
That is what Memphis football is against the number. Like, I think the always, right, the default setting with your home team is you want to bet on them, right? You want to bet on them.
Of course.
You want to win money on your favorite team, right? I do it with the Raiders. Normally, it's plus points, right? I'm never getting them minus anything. But you always want to, you know, make some money on your team. With Memphis, it's at the point now where you can bet on them, and they're not coming through for you. You can bet against them, and they're pooping in your Cheerios. It's like you can't even figure them out, man. Week to week.
At the half, I thought we had it figured out.
Right.
I didn't think this was going to be basically a three touchdown spread. Then what do? They go crazy. It's going 24 in the second half.
24-3.
Yeah.
They cover the number again. One of the most miraculous backdoor covers you will ever see. Kurt Warner's son is no Arch Manning.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
He is no...
You got to go several levels down, bro. It's not just like Arch and then a level down. It's Kurt Warner's son.
Well, you know,
we're still calling him Kurt Warner's son. That's the other part about it. Nobody's right. Taking the time to actually learn his name because the kid is not good.
It is not the greatest show on turf, is it?
That was bad. He's not good.
No, he's
I
not.
I mean, bad that offense was.
Yeah.
Literally fourth from the bottom in FBS, and it was that bad.
Yeah, they had a chance to cover backdoor many, if they had a competent quarterback. I would take the Tulane third-string quarterback over his ass, and he was awful. But that dude, when the game mattered, bro made some plays, man.
Man, stop.
Tulane's quarterback, not the
Tulane, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The third string.
The third string quarterback, okay.
He had the shovel pass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was, you know, I got to give it to him, man. I got to give it to him. I would take him over Kurt Warner's son. But you made a good point before the show. You know, it's not like he comes from this great bloodline. Kurt Warner was not this, you know, crazy gifted quarterback. He was bagging groceries, and he made himself.
It's a Disney movie it's become.
He made himself into what he was.
But his son will never have share that same fate
because the natural talent was not there. You know, it's not like Michael Vick's kid, right? Where you have the God given ability.
But there's a trade off with that because your dad was able to do what he did. You'll never have to sack groceries though, like Kurt did, like Dad did, right?
That's right.
So you won't have that life. You really can just sit back on your tail in your bedroom if you want.
No, it's true.
All the rest of your life because of what Dad accomplished.
That's right.
It's like literally a Disney movie.
If I'm Kurt Warner, I'm pretty disgusted at this entire ordeal.
I don't know how I would feel as a father.
I know. It's like because you're like
he's getting an opportunity now.
Because
that's pretty
of
much
what
all
I did.
You could just say you're thankful that he got a Division
I think
one
it's what you say overall, but
now it's on him.
But then like the film is so bad. It's like
those folks had 3 points.
Yeah, I don't honestly want you to I don't want to be associated with you at this point.
Don't you would not disown your son.
I'm saying can we go with like we need to do like the soccer players and go with the first name on the back of the jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever his first name is.
That's an awful situation because you know he's not going to be.
Used. Yeah, you're like. Oh,
so
God,
when do you tell him
my
to kid stop?
Threw 3 picks again this weekend. I mean, how many times can you go through that as a father?
Imagine talking about that at the bar with your buddies.
That's what Michael Jordan had to go through, bro. His son stunk in comparison.
Memphis. We lost to Memphis. We couldn't score on
him. My kid threw 3 picks against Memphis this weekend.
That, again, that's Kurt Warner talking. That's not us talking.
Yeah.
As you keep tweeting, that Memphis defense comes every week, doesn't it?
They show up every week. They clock in, bro. They are the best workers at the facility, dude. They are there, rain or shine. And the offense is a bad employee. It is. You don't know if that guy is showing up or not, you know? And even when he does show up, it is half-assed. You're like, man.
Defensively, Memphis did jump 18 spots in the SP Plus rankings. Again, that's against a bad Temple offense, but you will take it all day long.
No, it's true. Like, but again.
Offense is 47th, by the way.
I'm
trying to bring some facts back into this.
Memphis,
you're just going to beat up on Kurt Warner's son all day.
Memphis offense is quiet quitting. You're exactly right.
It dropped. It was 38th last week, and it dropped to 47th after the Temple performance.
The offensive line on Memphis has quiet quit. They are not doing the job right now. And it's true. Like,
still 3-point favorites against Houston on Friday.
Well, yeah. Again, I think that says more about Houston's situation, right, than it does.
It says
Memphis.
A lot about Houston's situation, considering they were picked to win the conference. They're 2-3.
Yeah, but I would say like if I am Kurt Warner, you know, I would not talk about it. I would just say, you know, that's his life, his situation, and please don't compare it to mine. You know, I think overall you're happy that you know he has a good life.
Well, it's like Tua, you're finding out now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tua, when we said, okay, he's going to have some weapons now, we're finding out about him. Like, aren't you finding out about your son? He's got a Division I opportunity here at Temple. You're going to find out
if he
can really do this or not.
Well, we haven't had
it. The answer.
It's going the other way, right, for Tua and Jalen Hurts.
But you're getting your answer.
Well, do you want that answer, though, as a father?
Of course you wanted the answer. You want him to have to come to you want him to figure it out for himself.
Right. What do you think Michael Jordan's opinion is? Because his kids suck at basketball. They got scholarship offers because they are Michael Jordan's kids for sure. They played at UCF for Christ's sake, right? And they're Michael Jordan's kids.
Yeah, one of them did.
Okay, and then they went to Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay, that tells you a lot. But even North Carolina was like, we know you're Michael Jordan's kid, but we cannot have you in this program, even as a preferred walk-on. Can you come to North Carolina? May God help you, you know?
You tell them you're going to give them a job in the family business. That's what you tell them. I mean, you were the greatest ever. They were never going to get comparably close or anything else.
Well, they didn't.
they played Division One. One of them did.
Because I think they both did, right?
Okay. If both of them did, if you say so. Did the daughter play?
Oh, I don't know.
He's got a daughter too.
I just know about
the business as well.
I know about Marcus and Jeffrey, right? I think one of them played. Neither of them ever did anything to speak of in college basketball.
Man, you got just massive pressure on Brady's kid, right? You just placed that on
Brady's kid.
Yeah, you placed that on
play.
I don't know. Last we saw, he was kissing dad. We don't know how old.
I don't think Giselle lets them play.
You know. Recently, I've seen on social media that Jordan's son is actually accomplishing something in the dating circle.
Oh, is he?
Remember Scottie Pippen's ex?
Oh, is he dating Scottie Pippen's ex? What's her name?
There are pictures on the internet with the son together with Scottie Pippen's
ex.
Wow.
Is that her name, Larsa?
Is that real?
I believe so.
Wow.
I don't know if it's real. I've seen the pictures, though. It was a thing on Twitter, man.
That's
like,
crazy.
It appears that he's bounced up from his playing days.
That is wild.
Ooh.
That is truly crazy.
No, like, she's on a circuit to, like, bounce on Scottie's head now.
So Michael Jordan's son
is dating Scottie's ex-wife?
That's what the internet told me.
That is very...
I know you can't believe everything the internet says, but if you Google Jordan, son, Pippen, ex, and then you'll just do some research. That is what the
That is the tea, huh?
That is what I read. Now, the internet is not undefeated.
Jordan's family was already hard on Pippen with last
Am I misquoting here?
No, I mean, they were spotted at lunch together.
That's supposed to be like auntie. That's like dating auntie.
Right.
Don't date auntie.
That should be off limits. I mean, I know Scotty has
just
had
tough.
A very...
Basically, your auntie.
That's tough.
Scotty has had a very rough quarter.
Bro.
This year. It's been a tough second quarter.
I can see it in his face. Yeah. He's like aged 20 years in the last couple of months.
I saw him playing... I texted you this when I was in Vegas for Summer League.
No.
He was at Cosmo playing some... I was sitting at a table across from Scottie Pippen.
How about that?
That was kind of cool.
How was Scotty looking there at the Cosmo?
Well, I mean, we were only playing a table apart. I'm like, dude, are you all right? Like, I mean, I'm not in the high limit room here.
Shouldn't he be behind a wall when he plays cards like that?
I don't know.
Like, he should be rolling a different,
I would feel like he'd be in, like, a totally different, room or whatever.
Wow.
But, that's crazy.
Well, the Jordan kid did transfer, though. He went in from Illinois to, like, Central Florida, so it got a little better at Central Florida.
Now, you say you're putting two of them together there, to that point that Brad just laid out there for you.
Oh, so that's the same kid?
I believe so. I think, Illinois was tough in the Big Ten, but he found a spot.
Yeah, but come on, man. It's UCF basketball.
It wasn't terrible, though. He wasn't like this kid who's playing Kurt Warner's kid. Yeah. I don't think that's a good comp. I think the basketball.
I want to say Marcus ended up being like UCF's second leading scorer.
Yeah, he was decent.
Year. Decent, I want to say it was Marcus.
I'm not bragging about the kid.
Mike actually came down there and watched one of his games.
Yeah.
Dante was up in the suite shaking his head like, right.
Oh, dude. They both played at UCF.
Both of them were there.
Jeffrey was the one that transferred from Illinois to UCF.
Yeah.
And then Marcus was always at UCF.
I think Jeffrey was a little better.
Marcus is the one I covered. I thought Marcus was better.
I think Marcus was,
Marcus
really?
Was better.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, Marcus was. Look, I mean, we're talking about the tallest small person here. I mean, we're arguing over, two bad mediocre basketball.
The point was, I don't think Warner's son is even on the same page as them Jordan boys.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean,
like, is that far down?
He's playing at Temple. They played at UCF back when it was in CUSA.
UCF going to Big 12.
It is now. It was not then. Mm-hmm. It was like barely hanging on in basketball there. It was they're talking about doing away with it like Memphis in 2008. Memphis football. Do we put something in or do away with? They're talking about that with basketball. UCF.
Memphis football is a 3-point favorite over Houston on Friday. Who you got?
Let's go, Tigers.
Who you got? What you need to see this week to know, John. Make the investment now.
No,
on the enigma that is Memphis football and the line.
You're
the spread.
You're asking me. It's like, you know what this game is? We are in the month of October. This is like the cube from Hellraiser. Right?
You trying to figure out how to open it?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, that's what.
Forgotten about that.
That's what. I can't remember what it's
that's
called.
That's Memphis football?
That's any game involving Memphis football, bro.
Okay.
Be careful opening that thing.
Right.
You don't know what kind of creature is coming out of it. What were they called? What was it? Because it was not Pinhead. They were called.
I haven't seen Hellraiser in so long. I can't even believe what a reference. I can't even believe you brought it up.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of the follow ups you're talking about.
Yeah.
What this one, the first one, right? The one there are a couple
Cenobites.
Of Hellraisers.
There you
they
go.
Were called Cenobites. All those weird-looking creatures, man. Memphis football, and any bet on it or against it, is like you're opening that box of Cenobites and you just don't know what you're going to get.
Where you at, John?
I gotta take Memphis at home, right? I gotta take the Tigers at home.
Hey, Seth Duke.
I think Houston is a desperate team, but they are infighting. I think there's real infighting.
Might be too. Is one of those boxers that just needs one more hit to knock them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're already they're kind of standing there. They're wobbling a little bit. That's the other part about it. And you got a chance at home to do that.
So you have Dana Holgorsen. He is going to be the butterball, right? And then
Butterbean. Butterbean was it Butterbean or Butterball?
I got it in front of me. So the fat one was Butterball from Pinhead, from Hellraiser. Yeah. And then Ryan Silverfield.
With the Hellraiser.
Ryan Silverfield's going to be Pinhead, right? So you got Jeez. Butterball and you got Pinhead here. And flip a coin. Flip a coin. You don't know. Right? But I will take Memphis at home because they are at home. And I do think Memphis is just in a healthier place, right? At 4-1, winning these games the way they're doing it. I will take Memphis football. Again, I'm not betting it personally. There's no freaking way, dude. I'm not doing it. But if you're asking me to do it, if I have to pick right here in the middle of this show, I will take Memphis at home.
We love it!
Next story.
And I hope that people go. I hope the people go.
I think they'll be.
Because Seth Hennigan is so much better than Kurt Warner's son. It's not even funny.
25-plus coming up on Friday night.
Oh, God.
25-plus. I can't give you 30 yet. Ooh. I don't think we're there yet. Let's get to 5-1.
Let's go.
One step at a time, John. Grizzlies taking it one step at a time. A couple of news items from the Grizzlies, at least over the weekend. First off, before we get to their first preseason game, Steven Adams got that contract extension, got announced on Saturday by the team. $25.2 million, 2 years, $25.2 million is going to keep him in Memphis for the next three seasons. Obviously, he was on the expiring deal. Great for Jaren Jackson. It seems like to me that's the best news because Jaren's very comfortable next to Steven Adams, and you lock that in for another couple of years at a number I think that you like a lot. So it was good news for Steven Adams. It was also good news for this Memphis Grizzlies basketball team over the weekend. They played the Milwaukee Bucks, or at least a version of the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis wasn't playing. He was over on the sideline eating popcorn. But you'll take it. Grizzlies outscored the Bucks 41-26 in the fourth, get a 107-102 win. There were a few things out of that game that you can point to and say that you liked. I mean, we all had eyes on Santi Aldama. He looks like the guy. Suspect number one in terms of filling in for Jaren Jackson Jr. to start the year. At least that's what the front office is saying. That's what everybody's saying, Taylor Jenkins included. He had 13 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists in that game, had a couple of blocks as well, was plus 17 in that one. Conchar, this is going to be part of it. Now, he was in the starting lineup this weekend. Grizzlies didn't play any of their starters. It was all reserves. But Conchar played 20 minutes in that game, was 1 of 4 from 3. That's the thing for him. It's what it's going to be is can you knock down a 3 consistently, getting more minutes for that second unit. Thought Zaire, for the most part, didn't shoot it all that particularly great, but did from 3, 2 of 3, was 4 of 10 overall, finished with 11 points, 5 rebounds. Again, Kenny Chandler gets the start there. Mm-hmm. 29 minutes he played, again, during the season. You're going to be playing a lot more clearly for the G League team for Kendi Chandler, being behind Ja, being behind Tyus Jones as well. But it's good for the Grizzlies young guys, and you get another look at them tonight, and what's hopefully a chance to get a look at the Ja Morants and some of the starters tonight at home against an Orlando team. I believe the Grizzlies are favored by 8 points when I looked, an Orlando team that obviously features the guy we all think is going to win Rookie of the Year and John's boy, Paolo Banchero.
Yes.
What do you think about tonight?
Well, wow, it's already back, man. Preseason basketball. I don't know.
Hopefully we'll just see the Grizzlies. We'll see more of the starters.
That's
the main thing. Forget the win or the loss.
It's home, so I think you will. I mean, I think first half. Can you get first half bets in on preseason? I would go with that.
I don't know if you can do first half bets.
More so than a full game, right?
Because, probably smart, because you're not going to play your starters more than you figured 22, 25 minutes.
But, keep in mind.
25 is probably getting high.
That, the reality is the Magic are going to be one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's like a – I mean, I think what we have to stop doing is counting out any team that features the word Grizzlies on it, regardless of who's playing. There's gonna be some buy-in, even if it's the third string guys, right? We saw it against Phoenix last year when it was the third string guys. We've seen it without Ja. We haven't seen it as much without Jaren. Hopefully, we don't have to see too much of it. I just assume Memphis is going to be cover monsters again. I'll be interested to see what the number, like, is there going to be some correction from the market? You know, because the Grizzlies were really freaking good last year as winning straight up, right, as underdogs. Like, I wonder if they're going to, and I assume they will, right, I wonder if they're going to get more respect from those odds makers this year because they were the best team in the NBA against the spread last year. But I don't know. Like, I think maybe not. I think there's a chance that they could sort of, the market could look at the Grizzlies and say, oh, no, Jaren, you know, that's going to hurt them. And then, you know, the Grizzlies do what they do, which is just, like, win most of their games and do it comfortably. I don't know. I plan to bet on the Grizzlies a lot this year.
Rookies off the bench, David Roddy had 18. That was a team high. Also, Kenneth Lofton Jr., the man we call Junior around here, had 17 and 5. And then you had LaRavia, 15 points. He was 1 of 4 from three. Mm-hmm. So good production from the rookie class. Again, hard to know what to expect from that group come this season, but was a good showing for them on Saturday night. Figure we're going to obviously see more of the main guys tonight against Orlando, or at least that's the hope.
Next story.
A little college football from the weekend. There were some very interesting developments as Alabama handles Arkansas despite losing Bryce Young in the first half. 49-26 at Arkansas. The backup quarterback comes in, Jalen Milroe.
Milroe.
And he is unbelievable. 4 of 9, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Ran for 91 yards on that big play and scored on 6 carries. It is amazing that on the road, Alabama can lose its starting quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner. They go to this backup who nobody's heard of. He comes in and handles business, and they cover. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive that that Alabama can handle business the way that they do. So that was interesting, and obviously his injury will have a lot of implications over, you know, the college football playoff. Georgia looked very pedestrian this weekend. They won.
Are they playing down to their level of competition?
Well,
in the last couple of weeks?
They typically,
are we changing? I saw Alabama jumped them in the poll. Are we changing everything we've believed about Georgia, what, 3-4 weeks ago when we were replacing Alabama with them?
Well, they have not done that historically, right? They
play down.
They killed South Carolina at South Carolina a couple weeks ago, right? South Carolina is awful. You know, they're a bad team. So they have not – I mean, you're allowed to have games where you don't win by a million points, right? Don't get me wrong. But Missouri is a bad team. They are just not a good team. And they're going to fire their coach. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz is going to be on his way out here soon. So I came away – again, I forgive it. You won the game. That's really all that matters at the end. But in terms of, like, their chances to win the college football playoff, I think they come down a tick.
But, again, what matter more is Bryce Young. On that,
I agree with that.
So that whole point about his shoulder there.
Let me tell you something. Ohio State is not going to win the championship. Right. They're not going to do it. Ohio State is perpetually going to disappoint.
What about Clemson?
No. No. Don't believe in DJ enough. Just not good enough for me. I mean, you know, they have a chance to get there. I don't think they got the juice to win it, though. I'm not there.
DJ's looked a little better here recently.
I'm not there. I'm not gonna take that journey with you.
Okay.
I will take the journey of Lane Kiffin. I think Ole Miss is probably gonna win the championship at this point. I was very impressed with Ole Miss this weekend. Now they got lucky in some ways, right?
Yeah, don't go too far. I might have a respect burger for
Oh, okay, because you're looking
But go ahead. That's my impression of them. Go right ahead with yours.
I thought
I thought a very impressive win.
As an Ole Miss expert, here is the issue with Ole Miss. And this is the first full game I've watched from them this year.
Ran that ball again.
They do a great job of coming out of the gate and, like, playing well and building a lead. They do a great job of it. They were up, what, 19 to – I don't remember what the first half score was, but they were controlling the game, right? They had the safety there on Will Levis. They did a great job defensively, and Jackson Dart looked like a pro, and as far as I'm concerned, in the first half. And then, you know, the second – and this is what they've done, like, because I've sort of followed, right? They just don't go nearly as hard in the second half. Like, they just don't put complete games together. If they can find a way to do that – you know, and keep running it up in the second half, I really do. I think they have a chance, however remote it may be, you know, to you know, make some noise here. I mean, can they beat Alabama? I don't think so. But that was a very impressive performance defensively. I mean, holding Will Levis and that Kentucky team to 19 points.
Yeah, forcing the turnovers at the end to get the stops when you needed them.
No question about it. You know, for some of us who had Ole Miss minus 6.5, 7, we wondered – sir, why did you not pick that ball up and run?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's going on there? I mean, that was a clear touchdown. Now, maybe he didn't have the speed. It was a D lineman. So maybe that was – I think a DB would have picked that thing up and gone to the house, don't you?
Probably.
A DL, though, he's like, yeah, I'm probably not going to get there. I'm 50 yards away. I'm going to get caught. I was like, pick it up and run, man.
I know you were.
Pick it up
you
and run.
You should have had Kentucky in the points.
No, look, Kentucky had a chance to win the game, right?
They should have won the game.
And yeah, they could they
Levis
could easily,
blew it twice.
That's right. The kicker missed a field goal and an extra point. So there were 4 points clearly left on the field by the Kentucky kicker alone. But I thought, you know, Lane continues to be a good coach, man. I really believe in him. I think that quarterback, Jackson Dart's pretty good. He had a couple that got away from him.
Yeah.
He got a couple that got away from him. But he was like the center.
Their offense is the run game.
He had center. The center, every snap was low, dude. Snap was at his
ankle. It was
ankle.
A different center they were working with.
That's what I thought. Yep. I thought, look, the way he stood in the pocket, the way he didn't have any snap issues despite every freaking snap being at his ankles.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was an impressive performance. Again, even though he had a couple of bad ones, you're allowed to have some bad ones. You're not going to be perfect. But, yeah, I think Ole Miss is an impressive team. The other takeaways, I guess, from the weekend, Patty's takeaways, Tulane, Willie Fritz is gone, bruh. This is his last year in the AAC. He is moving on. I don't know where he's going to go, maybe Georgia Tech. He is a hell of a football coach, and he's too good for Tulane. I'm sorry. He just is. He's too good of a football coach because their starting quarterback didn't play. He was out.
Mm-hmm.
I bet on this game. That's why I was watching. Tulane's backup comes in. He's starting. Gets injured on the first drive, tries to truck a DB, messes up his shoulder.
Yep.
First drive of the game. So now we're down to our third string quarterback against Houston at their place in a desperation game, right? Tulane finds a way to win the game. It's crazy. And it's not like they had, I mean, the quarterback was terrible, but it was just that defense. That defense is serious, dude. They're going to give Memphis some big problems. I think they have one of the best, if not the best, pass defense in the country. I mean, it's crazy how good they are against the pass. They don't allow that many, and they didn't against Clayton Tune either at their place. So that one's going to be tough. That one's going to be tough for Memphis football. That's one where I would like to see what we saw against North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have much success on them. I'm just scouting. You know, I'm doing a little bit of advanced scouting.
Yeah, see.
I'm telling you where, you know, who's going to be moving on. Willie Fritz is going to be moving on. I have no doubt about it. He should. I think maybe we'll do this in the 1 o'clock hour. But big win for Mississippi State as well.
Yeah.
42-24 over a ranked, no longer, right? But a ranked Texas A&M team. That's a huge win for Mike Leach.
Everybody fattening up off Jimbo.
They are. And when is
y'all done that twice now, right? Last 2 years. You fattened up off Jimbo.
Jimbo is giving.
Weren't you down there?
I was there with Kel Bell.
Oh, that
in
is
hand.
Fun. That
he
is
had
fun.
The scene. He had, that the, is he had the whole
one.
Video on
that is, it.
It
was
fun
a
one.
Beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Really nice atmosphere in Starkville.
Memphis beats Temple. Mississippi State beats Texas A&M, and the Cowboys dispose of the Commanders.
Let me ask you this, not to put the cart before the horse, as it were. Arkansas, Mississippi State next weekend. What do y'all think?
I got to go with Arkansas here, man.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I got to go with at least the points. Give me the points on Arkansas.
I had Mississippi State against LSU. They let me down, but I'm starting to believe again.
I think LSU's good is what we learned maybe in that game, and it was also at home.
Well, you know. LSU lost to Auburn. No, they did win.
No, they won that game.
They beat Auburn.
Mizzou and Auburn they're not Vanderbilt, you know.
But Harsin's already made so many mistakes.
Yeah,
he's got a role.
Him and Drinkwitz are both, well, they're in the same pot, basically. They're colleagues, you know. Like, there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, Missouri is pretty damn bad. They are a bad football team.
Egg Bowl going to be pretty good.
It'll be great.
I think it'll be fun.
It'll be great. It'll be a
good. I had Mississippi State winning it coming in the season, but Lane showed me something this weekend.
Me too.
That rush
offense is tough.
I forget, John.
Do you go to that? Do you go to the Egg Bowl?
I haven't historically because it's during Thanksgiving,
I'm usually
with my folks.
You got to be real devoted.
Yeah, my brother usually gets those tickets if it's here, you know, and he usually goes regardless if it's at.
It's a must win for Leach. He's 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, look where that game's at. It's at Ole Miss. That's gonna be tough.
Has a Ole Miss or a Mississippi State football coach ever survived being 0-3 against the other?
I don't think so.
No, not in recent. Not in the last 20 years.
No, It was about the culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so
he
now
had folks fighting.
Okay,
you know?
What's
he had a dysfunctional locker room.
What's the calculation though?
When I don't think they'll.
He's winning too much to just fire him off.
That's what I'm saying. The overall is more important. Right. In fact,
Jimbo gives him life every year. Yeah.
But like,
what
should happen, right? Just in the if we're playing the probabilities games, that if you're winning enough games, eventually you're not going to be winless against Ole Miss or Mississippi, whatever.
Usually you get one. I will say, I think this rivalry, and I may be misspeaking because there are some hardcore Bulldogs fans who are going to yell at the radios. I think this is different than Alabama. And Alabama and Auburn are so far apart right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they aren't even close. Whereas, you know, these other two are pretty close.
No, I don't think that's controversial at all. I mean, I think Ole Miss and Mississippi, I think Ole Miss is better under Lane. They've been way more consistent, right?
I'll take it a step further. They have a better coach. Ole Miss has a better coach.
I think Lane Kiffin's one of the best football coaches in college.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's a Mississippi State fan saying that.
Yeah, I mean, the gap is unquestionably closer than Alabama and Auburn. I mean, Auburn might as well be in the AAC at this point.
Texas A&M also sucks. I'm just going to be honest with you. They were outgained just running the ball by Mississippi State this weekend.
I think they're going to have a decision to make on Jimbo.
They can't right now. It just costs too much.
It's too much money, a couple of years.
You think it costs too much for Texas, man?
Yeah, right now it's basically like $90 million.
It's a lot of money.
Essentially. Like, you'd have to give him the whole thing, basically. Well, it's going to be a couple of years at least before it gets under 50.
He's going to get his money. It's just a matter of how much he gets.
Yeesh. I mean, if it gets too hot over there, they'll move. But it won't be this year. It won't be this year. It could go. They could lose everything. I still don't think they could do it this year.
You think they could lose every game the rest of the year and he's still back?
Yeah. Ooh.
They're stuck right now.
They're kind of screwed,
stuck for a couple of years, what I read.
That is brutal.
Yeah. So the flames will just keep getting higher and higher.
He's going to take a pay cut, ain't he? I mean, something.
If he's smart, you can give a little bit back and not feel it.
But if he's completely protected by that contract, he'll say, fire my ass. I ain't giving back nothing.
Well, that's probably
that was a bad hire at the time. I didn't like that at the time.
Is that Sexton?
I'm assuming. I mean, I think I just assume. If you just blindly assume Sexton has all the big-time college football coaches, you're usually more right than wrong.
Oh, Sexton had Kirby and Saban. I don't know if he – does he have him too?
The AD is Ross Bjork, by the way, who used to be at Ole Miss. I mean, that's a tough deal right there.
No, they got to live with dude for right now.
Oof.
And they won't lose every game the rest of the way. They'll do just enough to, say, we'll get it back right next year.
I bet they can't recruit
to the level he has and be as bad as they've been.
What's amazing is that I just Googled Jimbo State, Jimbo Fisher agent. And the first thing that comes up is a story from Dan Wolken from exactly a year ago, October 3rd, 2021. And the headline is Misery Index Notebook, Jimbo Fisher's Agent Robbed Texas A&M. And we are literally to the year, to the day, having the conversation about Jimbo Fisher being awful. That's kind of crazy, like the way the universe works there. I don't know if you have any other college football thoughts.
No,
Wake Forest did end the undefeated streak of Mike Norvell of Florida State.
Kansas gets game day this weekend.
Kansas is amazing, apparently.
You're talking about another coach is going to be gone.
Yep.
Leipold will get hired somewhere.
Yeah.
Lance.
And I think that's kind of it for my college football ruminations from the weekend.
What was Lane's first win over top 10 since he was at USC?
Wow.
Was it really?
Since 2011.
And they made Will Levis look very pedestrian. You know, I know he had the finger, whatever. They were playing good defense. They were playing damn good defense for the most part. They gave up some, big plays. But for the most part, I thought they played a really good game against Will Levis.
I got one more.
Next story.
Monday Nighter tonight. Rams at 49ers. 49ers 2-point favorites. Think the number was 42.5. Obviously a matchup of two teams who by the end of the season you could see them both there. I think, especially this 49ers team that's now got Jimmy Garoppolo back under center. No more Trey Lance, at least not for this year. You know whose team it is, at least the rest of the way. And I suspect that him and Debo and the other guys you'll see more of an offense that's on the same page than what we've seen. Rams too, you just don't know. You know, with that Stafford elbow, whether or not it's going to hold up. They come in at 2-1. Niners are 1-2. Again, the answer in the NFC West is going to come out of this. It's not going to be the Seahawks, even though, my gosh, can they put up points, the Seahawks. And it's not going to be the Cardinals. They, too, have been too up and down this year. It's going to be either the Rams or the 49ers. And I tell you what, I would probably still, because of everything the Rams have got on defense. Aaron Donald, one of the best in the game. Jalen Ramsey still showing you he's still a factor out there, John, even though you called him. He's not a lockdown corner anymore. I guess I would still give the edge to the Rams, but again, this one's going to be a fight, and it starts right now. Rams 49ers tonight on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, this is just one of those games where it's like you played 100 times, right? It's anybody is, you know, it's one of those games, right? I guess I would lean 49ers, right?
Their place.
It's their place. Like, they're coming off a tough loss. It's very square of me, though. And this is also.
I just figure a week with Jimmy now under, yep. You're locked in now, you know he's your guy.
It's,
you know,
also
him and,
look,
him and Debo, a lot of them will be.
Let's
on
be clear. It's easily a game that Sean McVay could win, right? I mean, sure. This is one of those games. You know, he's up for it. That team's up for it. The Rams are in a buy low. I mean, they are the Super Bowl champs, man. They're in a buy low spot because they just haven't looked that great this year. Their offense hasn't been as good as a year ago. Stafford, you're wondering about is he right? But they still got Jalen Ramsey. They still got Aaron Donald. Like, I could see Jimmy G throwing three picks. I mean, hell, Kenny Pickett did it yesterday. That's a hell of a debut for his ass. All right, we're making the change. Trubisky's done. It's Pickett time.
It's tough. It was at halftime they made the adjustment. Well, that's tough to ask him to come in and do that.
Yeah, but it's against the Jets, man. I guess their defense is pretty good. That coach is a pretty good defensive coach. But damn,
Salah.
That's a horrible debut. Three picks and a half?
Mm-hmm.
That puts him on pace for six for the game.
You talk about hard offenses to watch. That's one. Ooh. Pittsburgh's offense, whether it's Trubisky or Pickett, it's nasty to watch.
Lock Memphis football and the Pittsburgh Steelers inside Simmons Bank.
My man Deontay Johnson just dying.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, everybody's dying in that offense. Ain't nobody getting love. George Pickens had a good day yesterday, the rookie, right?
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, he made that crazy catch a couple of weeks ago.
They need Calvin Austin, man. They need him.
Yeah.
Bad.
Miller, too.
They need some.
Use both of them.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Calvin Austin's season just was over before it started. It seems like, because he has not been healthy at all. I was hopeful. I hope that's not a.
And Miller's on IR.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the timeline for Calvin is. I was looking forward to seeing him in some NFL action, but I just don't.
Problem is, they want him to play quarterback.
Uh huh. Yeah.
We'll see if Pickett's
good. Calvin is a great valve though, because I mean, he can take us nothing and turn it into a something.
He's so slight. He is. I mean, I remember seeing him in studio, and it is striking how slight he is.
There's no doubt about it. But, you know, his whole thing is you got to catch me to take me down, you know?
Tomlin in trouble for that first losing season. It could be coming.
Yeah. Dude, we were talking about it with Mike.
Got no answer.
We were talking about it with Mike Wall. Like, when I saw Zach Wilson doing the gritty on that trick play.
But don't laugh at him because the first losing season's coming. It's amazing that
we're
at this point.
No, I'm not laughing at him. But I feel like at some point
you're going to get here. It happens to any NFL team or any coach that's coached 15 years.
I wouldn't touch him.
I wouldn't touch him. He's still an awesome coach.
But I will say this. I will tell you this.
Wasn't all Big Ben.
A thought entered my mind about that. Like,
Ben had a ton to do with it. Look at Belichick. You got the right quarterback. You can do a lot more with it. But there's no way this guy's going, no losing season.
No way.
You can't put that all on. You've had a defense the entire time.
Right.
Like, that's a culture.
No, you're right.
You know, for the most part.
A coach is only going to be as good as his personnel. I mean,
that's exactly right.
That's not a big contract. I mean, not all
it's
coaches.
It's more just a credit to him, the fact that he's never had one of these.
Not all that's coaches right. are good. Okay. Right, but
no,
but,
I'm not. No, not all of them are good.
But
Tomlin is proven.
But the best ones.
Look at how just keeping Antonio Brown even in the fold and is a productive football player.
No, that's
over
true.
All those years.
Antonio Brown's out here getting naked in the pool and putting his ass in front of people's faces. I mean, did you see that video?
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, I was in a pool. I just got it from a friend.
He's in a pool and he's naked and he's putting his ass in somebody's face and among other things, like, you know, yeah. Mike Tomlin somehow dodged that for 8 years, you know?
No, how many incidents did they have that we just didn't know about just because you're trying to – just because he's such a fool?
Bro, yeah.
Antonio, man.
He is lost. He is lost, dog.
We knew that when he walked off on Tom and them. It was that against the Jets? Or
yeah,
that
it was against the Jets.
Went out crazy.
Bro just quit in the middle of the shift.
Never seen anything like that, man.
That is like that was still a scene. That was like,
and he's done it all, and that scene still shocked us.
It does. It rings to this day. Don't look. I mean, you're gonna look up the video if you haven't seen it. It's something. It is. It is. it is quite something. But it's
just pray for AB.
It's Antonio Brown, man. That's what he is now. There's no question about it. He's a wild man. All right, we'll come back. Got some respect burgers on the grill that we'll get out here. And then Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, I turn.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. Yeah. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental.
We've been telling you about that breakfast at Topps Barbecue. We were privileged to get the taste test. Well, we got some good news. Previously, you had to go out of Memphis to get it. You had to go out to South Haven or to Marion locations to get that delicious Topps Barbecue breakfast. No longer. Because now, as I speak, breakfast is available at Topps Barbecue at the Union location. It is here in Memphis, and it is amazing. It's a game changer. It really is. BLT, all kinds of other creative menu items. Topps for breakfast. It's got a ring to it.
They're open daily at 6:30 a.m. for breakfast. You need to know that for those of you that have not experienced Topps breakfast and how fantastic it is. And that goes until 10:30 a.m. And now, yes, as John pointed out, Memphis, you don't have to drive all the way to South Haven or to Marion to get that breakfast. You can go to the Union Avenue location. Blow it up. Blow it up. Try that burger with the fried egg. You will absolutely love it. They've got the more traditional BLT, whatever you like. It's the perfect breakfast, and John's talked about it before, that perfect waffle. It's infused with the maple syrup, got the right amount of sugar on it. Can eat it on the way to work. Won't make a mess out of yourself. I'm getting hungry right now thinking about it. That hash brown. Do not sleep on the hash brown, Topps has got. Go get the breakfast. Blow up the Union Avenue location. You do. We can have breakfast at all Topps locations. Topps Barbecue, 70 years, and still smoking.
It's kind of random, but I have meant to get around to it because it's sort of sweeping the nation. Are you actively watching the Dahmer thing on Netflix?
Watched it.
You finished it.
Yeah, we binged it. It was too good to.
It was
pull
good.
Away from
it. It was good in the sense of like the production.
Yeah, I thought it was. And again, you know the story, but,
right?
And again, I think most of this is it's based on fact, but I think loosely, mm-hmm. There might have been a few things where with the
they
take a few liberties, but no, man, it was pretty, we couldn't pull ourselves away.
And what would you say you took out of it?
I think especially knowing the end and how he died in prison.
Right.
So I'm not giving away anything because we know the facts.
Exactly.
But seeing how that happened, like the buildup to it, you know, the guy that ends up deciding God's told me I need to take care. It was all of that I had no idea about those details. So there's a part of the story that you don't know that, you know, at least for me, I didn't know that goes in. And then Faith had a thing where, you know, she used to she used to have this, she wrote papers back in college on serial killers. Dahmer was obviously one of them. Mm-hmm. So she's got a fascination just in terms of that time and, you know, what could have possibly been prevented. You know, the one on one kid, the cops walked him back.
Yes, I was familiar with that. Yeah, like...
Naked, I think. Was
it's very sad.
And he'd gotten away.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, it's pretty graphic, right? But, I mean, he was bleeding, and like, the women there, the neighbors were trying to tell, but, like, the police officers didn't believe him or didn't take him seriously because they were women, I think, at that time, right? And then, you know, there's some other things I'm sure that went into it as well. But, yeah, that was such a tragedy. Now, it's like, it's one of those things. What would you say you took out of it? Did you learn, like, did you have an opinion, a take on all of it?
No, I guess my take was the father-son relationship and sort of how, in the end, his dad forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I guess putting myself in those shoes, like we always have a tendency to do, you know, you raise your kid up, he's this, you know, beautiful boy, beautiful little girl in your case, and you'd never have any sense that this sort of evil could get inside of them. And anyway, to a point where, okay, well, Dahmer's crossed the line. He's pure evil. You still have a father who still sees his baby. He still sees his son. And at some point, he was willing to give forgiveness to that son who took so much from so many families that will never be able to forgive. That father who still just sees his boy was able to forgive him. And I wondered, I suppose you asked me my takeaway. It was personal. Could I do that? Could I do that if that was my son?
Mm-hmm.
And he had taken away what Dahmer had from all those families, you know, just gruesome stuff in the worst way. Those families never get any closure. He's killed in prison. You think that's closure for some of these families? No, they'll never have back that loved one. So I put myself in those shoes in terms of the whole forgiveness question, because, you know, that's obviously,
yeah,
you know, a huge thing in the Christian faith about forgiveness and what you're supposed to do and be able to forgive, supposed to be able to forgive whatever it is.
Yep.
Right. And I asked myself, could I forgive my son if he did that? Now maybe that's weird of me to ask, but that's what the movie explored, is sort of that relationship, because in the end, Dahmer was looking for some forgiveness, whether it was from God or his own father. His father gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked myself that question, could I do that? I couldn't answer it.
It had the highest first week viewing figures for Netflix for a brand new series since that system started last June.
See, the mother felt like dad sort of bring that science background, letting Dahmer dissect, you know, dead, you know,
yeah,
sides, roadkill, all that kind of stuff, had something to, so the mother always blamed the dad, you know,
yeah,
said you just, you know, you never know in terms of that evil and how it's formed. And that was a lot of what you're asking yourself too.
The family of the victims obviously are not in favor of this, right? Which I think that's probably the case for every sort of, even if it's a, you know, documentary, right? I think most families probably, and I do sympathize with them, you know, because they have to now relive it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.